Why did they remaster and remix L.A. Woman by The Doors? Couldn't they just have added some extra tracks and, like, a picture of Jim Morrison, like, projectile vomiting fire or something?
Note to self.
Prolific songwriter Ryan Adams has lots of thoughts about making records. Fortunately for us, most of his ideas are good ones. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. In case you're keeping track, we're now 13 studio albums into the career of Ryan Adams, and he's only 36. In that time, he's been recognized for his turbulence as much as his talent, an image he's never fully managed to ditch, however much he's tried. In his post-Whiskeytown years, Adams has recorded relentlessly, both solo and as frontman for the Cardinals. Always managing to avoid falling completely in one genre or another, he can go from honky-tonk garage rock to heartful ballad and never miss a beat. After an erratic hiatus from music, Ryan is back with a new album called Ashes and Fire, produced by the legendary Brit Glyn Johns, and showcasing a gentler side of the songwriter. It also features the work of Benmont Tench, who Adams spoke about during a recent conversation with FUV's Claudia Marshall.
Probably a lot of people don't know his name. He's the keyboard player from the Heartbreakers, and just, oh man.
He's the glue of that sound. He's why the Heartbreakers have that expansive sound. A lot of people don't realize that band, they're beautiful and they rock.
Right.
In this
Tom
sort
Petty's
of majestic,
great and
yeah,
this, and all
and
that.
The songs are incredible.
Right, the songs are great.
But he really is that. He's the panoramic. He's the panoramic view. All just a few notes is all he needs. He's very economical. He's like somebody that comes into your house and like goes to your cupboard. You barely have any groceries, and they make some kind of like amazing like pan fusion salad.
Great
out
description
of
that.
Sometimes I drive down to the beach, to the ocean, just to drive along the ocean.
What do you live, like over by Malibu or?
No. I live over in the real, I'm an east side guy.
Are you really?
Oh yeah, very, yeah. We like it over there.
I should have known.
There are no secrets on the east side. but no, I like to, I just, it's a really, it's really, when you live out there, there isn't a lot to do. In L.A. in general, there's not a lot to do. You can do stuff, but...
No, you can get stuck in traffic. I mean, good grief. I used to live out there.
I've never listened to so many records in my life as I have in my car.
Well, at least there's that, right? Because you're stuck in your car all the time.
I got a car with the best stereo system ever, and the glove compartment in the back seat, it looked like a hoarder. It's just all records. And so I listen to... All I do is listen to records in my car. It's unbelievable. So this song's actually about listening to AC/DC. Driving to the ocean. Guess I'll show my hand. Either way, I'm losing. Used to have the goods back when I couldn't use them. Standing by the ocean, like I'm frozen here in time. Don't let go, don't change your mind. If the stars fall into the ocean side, someone pull the ribbons from my eyes. Free my soul, let me.
That's a live performance of Ryan Adams' Invisible Riverside, and before that, a track called Dirty Rain. Both songs are on his new album, Ashes and Fire. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.